American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Gun Broker. Did you see that right behind me? GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. You see them. Was perfect timing, wasn't it? If you're watching the live stream on Facebook, welcome in. I apologize for yesterday's audio troubles. If we have the same problem today, you can just tune in on the radio and still watch it live. We are working through a number of things, and some growing pains will happen as we are working on the studio. So don't blame me. Just chalk it up to the unbelievable growth of Armed American Radio over the last 12 months. If you are watching on any of your television stations, if we have audio for you, you might be. Welcome inside. We're at home, which, all right. If not, you're watching a rerun, and I do apologize for that. All of our affiliates across the country, we got you. We love you. Thanks for tuning in, and all of the new stations that are tuned into Armed American Radio. Another, you know, where do you want to go today? Where do you want to go? I did a radio interview this morning up in Connecticut. Not a real gun-friendly state. And I have some history up in Connecticut as I graduated high school there in Simsbury, Connecticut, a number of years ago, a long time ago, 84 to be, or 80, excuse me, to be exact. See, those 4 years, what was I thinking? Big difference in those 4 years. But I graduated high school in 1980 in Simsbury, Connecticut. I did a year at the University of Bridgeport in Connecticut. I have a lot of friends up there still, but didn't live there but for 2 years. You know, both of those years, that was it. And then I got the heck out of Dodge. But I did wind up going back for another year and a half later on in life, in my late 30s, mid-30s, I should say, for about another year to a year and a half, and was doing some boat sales and stuff like that. You know, I can remember shooting in a buddy's backyard in a residential neighborhood some 22 rifles. Couldn't even tell you what model or make they were. But we were out there plinking all Saturday afternoon. We were teenagers. In our late teens, 17, a couple of us were 18 years old, in a residential neighborhood in the woods behind the house. It was never a problem. Cop came walking by because somebody had called the cops. He came walking through the woods as we were plinking on the cans. Didn't even stop us. Told us to have a good time. Told us to be careful. That was Connecticut. And as I was talking with the guy on the program today, we spoke for about 30 minutes on the airwaves. He was asking me about, you know, Connecticut of old. Do you remember what was it like? Because he was younger than me. And I told him stuff like that. It was off air when we were talking. And he says, man, you know, today it's nowhere near that. And he says, now my radio program is more broad. I guess you talk about other things too. He says, but can you talk about this topic every day on radio? He says, do you run out of anything to talk about? I said, you got to be kidding me. We laughed about it. And I reminisced about my mother saying to me years ago, can you really talk about this topic of the right to bear arms? She said at that time when the show was a 1 hour broadcast, can you really talk about this topic for an hour every week? Well, needless to say, 6 days a week now, 8 hours a week, and it's not near enough. We need at least double the time. No question about it. So today is no different. There is a ton going on. Also, tonight, if you want to listen in, I'll be on. Oh, I'm. You know what? Whose show am I going on tonight? A really good one. I am going on the Carl Jackson's show on Orlando. I'll give you more info in Orlando. I'll give you more information about Carl's program and where to listen. 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. That's going to be a really, really good conversation. Carl is top notch. He's been on this program before. You've probably seen Carl on a number of different television programs. He gets out there a lot. Great guy. Can't wait to be on his program. I hope we get to spend at least 30 minutes together on the airwaves. But there's a lot happening out there today. A ton going on. One of the rare things, I don't watch a lot of television, quote unquote, news anymore. It just angers me. I got it coming at me all day long. I did catch a little bit of Fox Business this morning before the markets opened, and I saw the McCloskeys on again talking about their incident. And I wanted to mention to you that if you hadn't seen, I don't know how many people watch Fox Business in the morning, but if you missed it, and what the McCloskeys were saying. The McCloskeys, of course, being the couple out of Missouri, who are now facing felony charges. Their lives have been upended. And what they said today was a real eye-opener. They said this is going to more than likely go on and drag on for years. They've not been indicted. They're unindicted. They've simply been charged. They have not been officially indicted. When the interviewer on Fox Business, forgive me for not knowing her name, said, well, that's a good thing, isn't it? I mean, if it goes up to a grand jury, when it goes to a grand jury, there's a possibility that you might not be indicted. Mr. McCloskey said, yeah, that's always a possibility. But if you know anything about a grand jury, it's a one-sided presentation. There's virtually always an indictment out of a grand jury because the prosecutor gets to lay out whatever they want to lay out. And the defense, or who will be the defense, isn't even present in a grand jury hearing. So the McCloskeys fully expect to be indicted on those charges officially, and they claim that this will go on for years. They also mention that she will win re-election, the prosecutor. She's already won the primary. She's going to go on to win election, so she's not going anywhere. And they were concerned. He says, yeah, well, the governor, of course, has offered us a pardon. But that's going to be years down the road. He's up for re-election. Who knows what's going to happen? Years and years and years this is going to take. It's going to cost them a fortune for being wrongfully charged, in my opinion, and more than likely your opinion and many others as well, because ultimately they will be acquitted. And here's the kicker on this. No one is going to be held accountable. No one. The McCloskeys will be out gobs of money unless they want to start suing. They're going to wind up there. They'll lose. In the capacity, in the official capacity of those employees, they're not going to get a penny. Not a penny. They're going to lose everything if they go in. And they're smart enough not to. They have money now. They're going to lose a lot of it. A lot of their retirement is going to be history. Who knows how far they're going to want to take this. I hope they take it far all the way. But I, as much as I hate to tell you, I don't think anybody's going to be held accountable there. And that's a problem in this country. That's a huge problem. Let me move quickly over to, because I'm going to bounce all over the board. We're waiting for Alexander Rubian from New Jersey Second Amendment Society to call in. If he does not, or if he calls in later, I want the whole hour with him. So we'll just push him off for another day. If he's gotten busy, certainly want to do that because I have plenty I want to talk with you about today. Do you remember when we talked about the individual in the Walmart in Florida who pulled the gun on video during a mask dispute? Do you remember that? It's been a few months back. The guy's name was Vincent Bruce Scavetta. Somebody was giving him a hard time who had his child with him, if you recall, when he pulled his gun out. Let's go here for a second. Felony charges have been dropped against a Florida man who pointed a gun at another Walmart shopper in a dispute over not wearing a mask. Prosecutors in Florida will not. Now, contrast that to what I just told you about the McCloskeys in Missouri. And Missouri is a very gun-friendly state. St. Louis, though, run by communists, Soros funded to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars. I want you to pay attention to the difference here. Okay, this is America. One size does not fit all. We have a constitutional right being applied differently in individual states. A constitutional right being applied differently. Felony charges have been dropped. The Sun Sentinel reported yesterday the prosecutors will not pursue charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and improper display of a firearm against Vincent Bruce Scavetta, who was only 28 years old. Okay, you've got to pay attention to what this says. Some of the incident was captured on Walmart's security video. It showed Scavetta pointing a gun during the argument with Christopher Estrada, who was with his young daughter. Scavetta said Estrada struck him in the forehead with an umbrella, and that led him to pull out his weapon. Police said Scavetta turned in his gun and has a valid concealed carry permit. Now, when we looked at this on the surface, it didn't look good. And I don't recall what my comments were, but I'm pretty sure I can tell you that based on what I saw on that particular video, as well as warning you that what you see on those videos is generally not the whole story, as we know from experience over the years. If I recall it correctly, it was probably one of those deals that it really didn't look good for him. Okay. That we're not pulling guns on people over mask disputes. But guess what? The press never tells us everything, right? Little snippets of video don't do justice. Accordingly, Estrada struck him in the forehead with an umbrella. That led him to pull the gun. Estrada said he raised the umbrella after Scavetta threatened him, but wasn't sure if it made contact. Scavetta told investigators he took off the mask he was wearing as he entered the store because it was wet from the rain, fogging up his glasses and making it hard to breathe. That happened to me today, walking into a Publix, although it wasn't raining, but it was fogging up my glasses. Why? Because we've been sold a bill of goods. That's another story. Although there was probable cause to make an arrest, the evidence cannot prove all legally required elements of the crime alleged and is insufficient to support a criminal prosecution, prosecutors stated in court documents. And that, my friends, is in West Palm Beach, Florida. Overrun by New Yorkers. Back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man. The American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. Indeed, you are inside the GunBroker.com studios. I am in front of this Car Arms microphone with you today. All of this being presented to you by X Insurance. Excuse me, X Insurance. And I've seen some really cool things happening over there already. We're getting ready to talk to some folks about insuring a business, which is amazing, and the owner as well. And some of his person tying everything together. So we're learning a lot about the power of what X Insurance can do, insuring just about anything that you need help with. So make sure to check out xinsurance.com. And if you have specific questions, I'm going to be setting up an email direct for me regarding those questions that will get to the right people automatically so that you get responses back. And then again, I'll be out in Utah talking about all of this the week of September 8th. I'll be out there the 8th, 9th, and 10th. And I'm looking forward to that because I'll have a whole bunch more information for you on that. I'm going to move on from the Florida issue. What I wanted to mention about the Florida deal was, and we're going to start seeing more of this, but when you compare politics by a leftist hack communist up in St. Louis versus what you have down in Florida, and this is West Palm too, by the way, not the most conservative of areas, but prosecutors looking at this under Florida law and saying, you know what, beat somebody over the head with an umbrella, you don't get to claim, I'm not guilty. Look at me, I didn't do anything. You start whacking people, that's a weapon. And that weapon can be deadly. And if you whack somebody, look, here's the simplest thing. As much as I hate bumper sticker logic, I love bumper sticker logic when it applies. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Whack somebody over the head. Get PO'd at somebody because they're not wearing a mask because you've been sold a bill of goods and you buy into all this garbage. Okay, if you attack somebody physically with an instrument in your hand because of that, expect to be hurt. Expect it. It's just good advice. I'm giving you great advice. If you attempt to whack somebody, that becomes a weapon. Expect to be hurt. Rightfully or wrongfully, it doesn't matter. You don't know who that person is or what they're capable of. In this case, you had a gun shoved in your face. Now, in Florida, the aggravated assault charge is 3-year minimum mandatory. You ain't getting out, pal, for pulling that gun. Brandishing a firearm in that situation, if he was charged and convicted, is a 3-year minimum mandatory. Notice I said minimum mandatory. In states like Georgia, it can be up to 20, and you ain't getting out. So make sure you know the rules. Make sure you know the laws. But let me explain something to you, and it's really not difficult to figure out. If somebody's beating me with an instrument and I'm armed, I'm more than likely I'm going to pull my weapon and I'm going to defend my life. And then if I have to defend myself, I will. And I will have the means to do that. And you can too. See, that kind of circles back to the X Insurance, which I didn't really intend to do, but it does because you have a real insurance policy to help you in the event that that happens. In this particular case, thank goodness, he did not need the insurance policy. But that shows the stark difference between politically where we are and what may very well happen to you politically. I'm going to keep referring back. I don't have it pulled up here. I might during the break. Michael Bain's incredible piece on thoughts of Michael Bain and how we have got a new level of acceptable violence in this country and what it means. The arguments will be going back and forth. Kyle Rittenhouse is a prime example of that. This kid ought to be getting a medal as far as I'm concerned for defending himself. Why? We can argue all day long whether he should have been there. Okay, I'll give you that. That's a legitimate argument. Should he have been there? Well, I wouldn't have wanted my 17-year-old there, even if he was asked to go help somebody. I wouldn't want my 17-year-old being in a situation like that. But that's just me. Kyle Rittenhouse wasn't arrested because he was there unlawfully. He was there lawfully. And because he was there lawfully, he wasn't breaking any laws. And when people started chasing him and attacking him, he had a right to defend his life. And you know what bodes well for Kyle Rittenhouse is the fact that he was trying to get away from them. He was trying to leave. He was trying to flee the violence until he tripped and fell and they began beating him not with umbrellas, but the Antifa weapon of choice, which apparently is now a skateboard. Ah, but in this case, it was also a handgun. Kyle Rittenhouse took the action necessary to go home alive that night. Now, he's paying some piper for that, but I don't think it's going to turn out as bad as the left wants it to turn out for Kyle Rittenhouse. He's got a lot of support. We can argue about him being there all day long. That's legitimate. But he wasn't violating any laws. This guy in Florida, not violating any laws. Politics matters when it comes to you defending your life. Politics matters. That's sad. What about New York City right now? A pathetic, disgusting, despicable display of politics in action. De Blasio. Now, I want to start with De Blasio and go here because crime is blowing up over 166%. Shootings in New York City up over 166%. Over last year. The numbers are skyrocketing. It's off the chain. And from what I understand, speaking to people up in the city or have recently been there, moving companies are sometimes 2 months out now before they can even guarantee an appointment. People are fleeing that city. You can't indoor dine in New York. Nearly 25,000 restaurants in New York are shuttered. What I'd like to see is 25,000 restaurant owners stand up and say, satellite radio moment, word, you communist, and all of them open their doors. That's what I'd like to see. Are we? I don't know. Sadly, I think too many people in New York City who voted for this clown are getting what they deserve, unfortunately. Again, you know, another bumper sticker logic. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes, right? Vote for a communist, get communism. It's that simple. How bad, in fact, is de Blasio? I don't know if you saw or if you heard the comments out of his mouth the other day. De Blasio calls to tax the wealthy even as taxpayers flee New York City. Rich taxpayers that are the backbone. More than 60% of these people's income goes to taxes in New York City. I don't know why anyone would choose to live there. Mayor de Blasio made a public plea Friday, a public plea for taxing the rich and redistributing their money, even as the Big Apple, this is from the New York Post, reels from a coronavirus-induced budget crisis. Now, it's not coronavirus-induced budget crisis. It's de Blasio-induced budget crisis between him and the governor who decided to shut everything down, at least in New York City. Because from what I understand today, some of those restaurants 500 feet away can dine indoors, but not in de Blasio's side of the border. But they can 500 feet away. We now have Philadelphia mayors leaving their own cities where they've got things shuttered to cross the state line to dine indoors in a Maryland restaurant where it's legal to do so. Business owners, are you paying attention? Open your gyms. Open your restaurants. Defy these tyrants. It's time to defy these people and open your businesses. The community will be there to support you in the event the communists decide to come after you. Trust in your neighbors. Trust in your friends and your fellow business owners. Open your businesses. Defy these tyrants. There'll be more about that in coming shows because I don't think it's going to have to be a call from people like me or people like you. I think it's just going to start happening. Enough Americans are going to get fed up enough to satellite
radio. It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the founding fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
And this hour is flying right by today. And I can't take responsibility for that, but I guess I can apologize for it. I wish we had more time each day to talk about these issues and tie them together. You know, this de Blasio, what does de Blasio being a communist have to do with it? It has everything to do with it. All right. Angry Mark could pop out of the box on this one and, I mean, just go nuts on it. It has everything to do with it. Biden now making stupid comments that every gun is going to be required to be a smart gun. Biden's an idiot. He's an idiot. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. He doesn't even know what a smart gun is. Couldn't describe it. But it sounds good because he's a 50-year, half-a-century swamp rat that's been listening to a bunch of crap and bullet points from people who have been feeding it to him for five decades in D.C., Joe Biden. I'm from Scranton, man. Joe's not from Scranton any more than I'm from Cincinnati just because I was born there and lived there for 3 months. The country's on to this stuff. Smart guns. Here's the deal. When your Secret Service people start chasing you around with smart guns, we'll consider it. Until then, go pound salt. Mayor de Blasio, the guy's a communist. He's a flat-out communist, as the rest of them are. They think the same way. They're finally out of the box. You know, I go back years with you on the show when we begged Barack Obama to just come out. I begged him, come out. Just come out. We know you're communist. We know you're Marxist. We know you're socialist. just come out and admit it. What did I used to say? I would have more respect for you if you did that. I would have more respect for you if that's what you did. But they don't. Because they're communists, they don't want that out. As the years go by, Trump gets into office. Communism ekes out of him and drips out of him a little bit more because their true colors are out now, precisely because they hate Donald Trump and they've been stopped. Their agenda's been stopped as a result of that. But not de Blasio. De Blasio makes these comments. Listen to what he says. I heard the tape. It's unbelievable. An American politician in the biggest city in the country, one of the biggest cities in the world, our financial center, Wall Street. Take a listen to this. Help me tax the wealthy. Help me redistribute wealth. Help me build affordable housing in white communities if you want desegregation. If you just talk about it and feel self-satisfied, God bless you. And that's not actually going to change things. What changes things is redistribution of wealth. Tax the wealthy at a much higher level. I just feel like this, he said, is about a lot of cocktail party comfort going on rather than people honestly dealing with the issue. Everyone, he said, should pay their fair share in taxes. But instead of begging for even more money from taxpayers, the mayor should consider cutting out the enormous waste in his bloated budgets with private rooms like Thrive NYC. Here's the deal, de Blasio. Nobody cares. We are on to you. We understand what you're all about. We get it. We understand what you're trying to do. And as a result of what he was talking about, as a result of his communist policies in New York City, let's tie this together, shall we? Let's put a little bow on this. New York City gun violence is up, as I said earlier, 166% in August compared to the same month last year. Let's take a look at some of these numbers. The trend continues up. The wealthy taxpayers are fleeing. De Blasio has pulled $1 billion with a big fat B out of public service, the cops, $1 billion. In a city that is a target for terrorists around the world. The largest police department and the largest budget in the country. And de Blasio defunds $1 billion. And that's what it is, defunding. Have you seen the videos of police officers in New York City walking around, just parking tickets, being hassled, water poured on them, and they put up with it? I wouldn't put up with it. Absolutely not would I put up with it. The Police Benevolent Association is now supporting President Trump. They've never, ever, ever supported a political candidate ever. And they're now supporting President Trump. And for some reason, the communist in these people that causes this to happen, they don't see it. New Yorkers are seeing it and fleeing the city. Upward trend of 166% surge, according to one report, in the month of August compared to the same month. Now, we can compare these numbers to Chicago, but it wouldn't be fair because Chicago loves to hold the top spot. Okay. And Chicago will do anything in their power to hold the top spot. But we're watching the communists now fight for the top spot. Relative to the biggest cities. I know per capita, we could go into the mathematics of it, but we're talking the size of the cities here. 242 shootings last month compared to 91 recorded in August of 2019, 1 year ago. New York City saw 1,014 shootings to date. 1,014 shootings to date as of August 31st. What was that, 3 days ago, 2 days ago? An 87% hike from the 541 reported during the same period last year. That is, and by the way, those numbers from the year previous, when you consider 10 to 12 million people in and around the five boroughs of New York, is remarkable. I mean, just remarkable. It really, truly is. New York lived up to, for many years, its reputation as the safest big city, in large part because of two Republican mayors. And one of them, by the way, who? Bloomberg. Bloomberg ran New York as a Republican. Prior to that, Giuliani. These guys came in, and you know, you got to give credit where credit is due. Separate these two issues. Yes, he's a gun grabbing. Yes, he hates your freedoms. Yes, all that stuff. But Michael Bloomberg did a good job in New York as the mayor of New York. He really, truly did. And he came in on the heel. Giuliani, these two guys had to clean up the Dinkins, and Koch cesspool. Both Democrats. Correlation there? Lori Lightfoot in Chicago? De Blasio in New York? It's only taken you, what, how many years to wreck the city you call home? He hates you, New Yorkers. He hates you. And guess what? Unfortunately for you, he hates Trump more than he cares about you. He hates Trump more than he cares about the city he calls home. Lori Lightfoot doesn't matter to her either. She's surrounded by up to 150 cops a day while you're left to fend for yourself. Let's look at some numbers and compare New York and Chicago, shall we? This matters. Year to date in Chicago, 478 people killed. August of 2020, these are the stupidity numbers in Chicago. 66 killed, 430 wounded. That's August alone. Let's look at those numbers. Let's go back and look at New York City, because the numbers rising are a direct result of de Blasio's idiocy and communistic tendencies. The number of shooting victims reported this year has also nearly doubled compared to 2019. 1,237 shooting victims since August 30th, a 96% increase from the 631 during the same time in 2019. Let's look at Chicago's total numbers. Shot and wounded, 2,347. Total shot, 2,825. In New York City, there were 242 shootings just last month. Now, the Chicago numbers are double, more than double New York City's. But there were 242 shootings last month compared to 91 in August. That's shootings in Chicago or in New York in August of 2019. That's an 87% spike. What was Chicago's in August? August was 430 people wounded. Compare that to the 91 people shot in New York, which is, I mean, think about it. Hold on. I screwed up there. 242 shootings last month, up from 91 the previous month. In Chicago this year, 430 wounded, 666 killed just August alone compared to New York. 66 killed, 430 wounded. There's a correlation here, listeners, a correlation, and it isn't going to get any better. The more communists, the more shootings, the more crime. Why? Defunding the cops, what happens? Criminals are emboldened. Emboldened criminals mean more violence. This is what they want for you. This is what Biden wants for you. We'll talk a little bit about Biden in just a second because he's so easy to talk about. But Joe Biden now says all guns will be required to be smart guns, right? Yeah. You start being protected by smart guns, maybe we'll consider thinking about it back after this.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses
classes are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show indeed. If you're watching, that is Defender Coffee in the mug, the Fighting Solves Everything mug from my good friend, student of the gun, Paul Markle, who we heard on the program this week. Paul's awesome. He's so much fun to have on the program. I wish he lived out a little. Actually, he's out in Wyoming. He's in a beautiful country. I wish I was out that direction, not him out here, but I'd love to have him in the studio with me because he's so good on camera as well. You are in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. All of this being presented to you by X Insurance, and it's just some big stuff coming with X down the pike in the days, weeks, and months ahead. I can promise you. Excited about the meeting coming up in September in Utah with them. And I'm excited to be able to come back and tell you some great stuff. Always fun. Growth is always fun. Do not forget the rest of our sponsors, please. All of them. Frontsight.com/armed. Frontsight.com/armed. PulseTV.com/. Oh, Frontsight is slash Mark. I apologize. Frontsight.com/MARK. That's me. That's yours truly. Frontsight.com/Mark. And then it's PulseTV.com/armed for everything over there. You can also text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 55448 and get all the cool new products going on over there at Pulse TV that they have thrown to us on an AAR page. And just, I mean, I've got UPS and Postal Service it dropping between that and Amazon. It's just Christmas every day at my house anymore. Don't forget gunbroker.com. We're going to be doing the end of the month with Gunbroker this week coming up, and all the top sellers. Can't wait to do that with Patricia Huff. Of course, the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. We need your assistance. Please join us over there. Please join us. And don't forget Leadslinger's Whiskey and all the rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AAR. And at Defender Coffee, AAR gets you 15% off. If you join the coffee club, you get free shipping and not the 15% off. So take your pick. Either way works. Use the promo code AAR. You know, I had wanted to go to Biden, but I'm not sure that I want to go back to Biden. Do I want to go to him? I don't think I do. Because Biden, well, I guess I kind of got to. I got to go to Kenosha first, though. I'll try to get to Biden. Let me go to Kenosha first. You heard what I said definitively about Kyle Rittenhouse. I stand by that, period. Kyle Rittenhouse defended himself. End of discussion. The kid's getting railroaded like everybody else. Politics comes into play in these particular cases. And in the case of Wisconsin, the governor was out there running his mouth before the one kid who was shot was even in surgery. I mean, it's just unbelievable what happens with these politicians who know nothing and jump all over it because they're so filled with rage and hatred of Donald Trump that criminal, rioter, good, good guy with gun, bad, period. That's their default mechanism. That's where they go. But what the mainstream press did to Trump yesterday in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has to be pointed out by me on this program because I've been a student of the mainstream press, the bias in the media, the hatred in the media, and I've made it clear. I have said the press is the enemy of the people on this program since 2009. I stand by that. It is the mainstream press, and I've said this over and over and over again. I'm going to continue to drive this home. Not by virtue of what they tell us, but more so by virtue of what they don't tell us that is dividing this nation so badly. Trump alluded to it yesterday before he left for Kenosha, or he may have said it in Kenosha. He said the mainstream press is doing so much damage to this country. He pointed right to him. He said, you, if you'd stop, he said, you'd be helping your country. And Trump is right. We've been, again, you know, we're beating this up. We're going to continue to beat this drum. The mainstream press is destroying the psyche of this nation. A 24-hour news cycle is no good. It's terrible. We don't need it, but we're stuck with it. We have it, and they're not going anywhere. So let's go to what happened. What did the media do to Donald Trump in Kenosha yesterday? Nothing. What? What's he talking about? They did nothing. They didn't report anything about what happened in Kenosha when Trump landed until he got downtown. Trump's press secretary, Kylie, isn't she awesome? On Fox, I think I saw it on Fox. Yeah, I did. I'm pretty sure it was on Fox. I saw it online. So I guess it was a hit that she did with Fox in front, or some one of the Fox shows, but I saw it online. For 15 miles from the moment the president landed in Air Force One until he got where he was going, the streets were lined in a city of 100,000 people with thousands upon thousands upon thousands of supporters on both sides of the road. Both sides. Trump 2020, American flags, blue line flags. As far as the eye could see, I saw the video footage. You didn't see it if you were watching Communist News Network with lying Cuomo and Don Lemon and Anderson and the rest of those kooks. You didn't see it over there. You didn't see it on ABC, NBC, CBS, and you didn't see it on MSDNC. What you saw was them beating the president to death for hours on their broadcasts. I saw their broadcasts, and you know how they do it in their dopey voices. The president of the United States today, in defiance of the governor and the mayor of Kenosha, Wisconsin, asking him, begging him, please don't bring yourself here. We don't need the divisiveness. We're afraid you're, you know, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of Kenoshans and Wisconsinites lined the streets. The biggest lie of omission of recent memory over at least the past week. Mainstream press didn't show it to you. Why? Because it doesn't look good to their agenda. You know, Trump won Kenosha, which, by the way, is a city controlled by a Democrat. You got to wonder how that works. You got to wonder how that happens. I'm going to make some predictions with you here because it's fun. When you see things like that, my mind begins to work. And I think my mind begins to work a lot like yours. That's why the press doesn't show it to you. Because that discourages people like the Hollywood elite who blabbermouth 24/7 against Trump. If they see miles upon miles upon miles, you know what? Michael Moore, by the way, if Michael Moore actually saw that footage, Michael Moore would probably say something to the Democrats. Again, you got to give credit where credit is due. At least Michael Moore steps up to the plate from time to time and says, you know what? We're going to lose. He said it in the last election, too. Don't sit here and feel giddy. We're going to lose this election. Trump's going to win. And he was right. And I love when Michael Moore does that, because what he is, at least at some point to heart, is he's a realist. When he understands, when you see that, because Michael Moore gets that, he sees that and he knows. But the mainstream press isn't doing the Democrats any favor, are they? Well, yeah, they are. That's why they're doing it. Don't show it. The biggest lie of omission we've seen in quite some time was that, because it doesn't fit their agenda. It makes their reporting look terrible, because their reporting is doom and gloom, fires and looting, all Trump's fault. In the meantime, the business owners who he came to visit loved him. Wisconsin loves Trump. Wisconsin goes for Trump. Michigan goes for Trump. I don't think Michiganders want that tyrant in office anymore. There's two recall efforts in force in Michigan right now trying to get her out. You think they're going to vote for Biden? Those are Biden constituents that are destroying cities across the country. Ohio, Trump. Michigan, Trump. Pennsylvania, Trump. Minnesota, Trump. Game over. Armed American Radio is going to get up and do it again tomorrow, because we can. Alexander Rubian is going to be here tomorrow. We did hear from him during the break. I apologize for not being able to get him in here today, but we'll spend the full hour with him tomorrow. Until we meet on the radio, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow with Alex.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.